Our scripture reading for this Lord's Day is from Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. If you wish, I invite you to follow along in your Bibles. It is chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God we have commended ourselves in every way. Through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless night, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our hearts are wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also." May God bless this reading of his holy word to us this day. Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The other night, Tom and I made a point of seeing the movie Won't You Be My Neighbor. As you know, it is a documentary about Fred Rogers and the whole development of his TV show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Please go see it, if at all possible. It's a little hard to find in various movie theaters, but we happened to find it in Cranford. And one of the things that I have always been impressed by with Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, is the clarity of who he was. I mean, think about it. What you saw was what you got. I know some folks would say, well, he was a little saccharine, a little sweet. But remember, he was speaking to young children. And he got across his message in such a direct way. And that message had to do with goodness and kindness, treating others fairly. It had to do with everyone being special because they are just who they are. I mean, what a wonderful message, right? And in the movie, He is quoted as saying what it was that was behind everything that he did on his TV show and what he tried to be like in life. He said, love is the root of all, of everything, all learning, all relationships, love or the lack of it. So that is what he wanted to convey to adults and children, children and adults. Fred Rogers, he was just this consistent presence in many, many living rooms for many, many years. And you know, it was so refreshing in this movie to see that his off-screen presence was the same as his on-screen presence. How many well-known personalities we feel are just like that. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, people knew who he was. He communicated with simple, direct, straightforwardness. So I wonder if we can truthfully say that our lives have such same kind of clarity about them. I mean, the way our words match our actions, the way our demeanor actually shows forth the values that we feel we hold deep inside of us. Do we cause others to be a little confused about what our priorities are? Or are they as clear as day? Are they as direct as we would hope they would be? I mean, direct as to what we say or what we don't say, what we do or what we don't do. Yeah, it's a challenging question, to be sure. And it is a question that just comes right directly out of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, because here he is talking about his ministry, the ministry of those who are with him, and he just says, we have been direct with you, O people of Corinth. He talks about the genuineness that shines forth in them. He talks about how authentic and truthful is his message and their message about Jesus. And I love the part where he basically says that he and those with him, they are genuine articles. It's the proof of the life that they lead that comes across that they are genuine articles. He says, we are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault can be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way. And then he mentions all that they have experienced without wavering, as if to say the proof is in the pudding. Look closely at us. Look at our lives. Let them be under a microscope. It's okay. Ready to be clear, ready to be honest with you is who we are. Transparent living is what he's talking about. So that what God values can be seen most clearly in them. And, you know, our call is to transparent living as well. So what God's values can be seen clearly in us and can just show forth. Like that beam of light that is directed and strong. You know how you accidentally change the channel on your TV so that it doesn't pick up the cable signal? Has anyone had that happen? I know Jacques, our dog, will be laying next to me on the sofa. I'm watching a show, and then all of a sudden the screen just goes funny with all that gray, snowy, staticky stuff. I know that he has just rolled over and decided to do something that really wasn't helpful to me. But you know, I think sometimes our lives can be that confusing. sort of gray and staticky and really not so straightforward as we would like. I'm reminded of this wonderful story. You know, you and I are thinking about teachers right now, how we support them and how wonderful it is that they can get a break from their school year because they work so desperately hard. It's just an amazing, amazing job. So I'm reminded of this great story about a teacher who was working with one of her kindergartners in her class, and she was helping the student put their boots on, okay? Struggling to get those boots on, and then the child all of a sudden says, "Mrs. So-and-so, these aren't my boots." So she pulls and pulls and pulls them off. And then she says, "Well, whose boots are they?" And he says, "Well, they're my brother's boots, and my mom made me wear them." And so she struggles and struggles to put them on again. And then he says, "But you know, they're on the wrong feet." So she struggles to take them off his feet, and she switches them around, puts them on the correct feet, and then she says to him, "Now, where are your mittens?" And he says, "They're rolled up in the toes of my boots." God bless our teachers, right? You know, we don't want to be confusing with the messages that we give off, confusing others with mixed messages, right? Either through what we say or don't say, through what we do or we don't do. Here's the deal. Direct, clear, clear as a bell. All of us are called to an important clarity about our lives, about what we are living for and why we are living for it. I remember a young father, and this is not said in any judgmental way at all. It was just something I observed, and I thought to myself, Young father saying to me in one breath, "My family is the most important thing in my life." And then in the next breath, "I've got to work 15 hours a day to even get a chance to get anywhere in my company." Wonder. Sounds pretty confusing to me. I remember being in this long line of cars. We were on some kind of road trip, and you know how there's construction all the time that just prevents you from getting where you want to go, and you're tired and you just can't wait to get to your destination, but it's just such slow going. Well, there was a car in front of us, and the bumper sticker, I kid you not, said John 3:16. And then what did this car do? Went off on the shoulder, bypassed all those cars that were waiting dutifully in line, and cut in ahead. And I thought to myself, really? Is this what you are about? We all see examples of this kind of thing. You know, that bumper sticker surely didn't match up with behavior. And you know, there are folks who refer to the primary place of the Bible in their lives and then take out passages out of context, proof text, we call it. Take those passages out, twist the meaning, and justify the most unloving stances. So if we seek to follow Jesus' way of love and forgiveness, Jesus' way that says, at first do no harm, right? Jesus' way that is really the big deal for us, that we feel it's the big deal, well, are we truly showing it forth? You know, God's dream for the world, are we showing that forth in our lives with clarity, with directness, or do we leave a little confusion in our wake? Confusion about what's important to us and why we feel our lives matter? Do we let the light shine? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? How about another incredibly personal way of looking at this? What if you had a movie projector just secured to your body, okay? And how you went about your daily life and those things that you did that were important to you were just projected out from the inside out onto a large screen, and you looked at that movie, what would you say about the person that you recognize on that screen? It's a worthy thought, right? We sang the wonderful prayer of St. Francis, and I did choose that for today because I love the saying that's attributed to St. Francis. Seems like there's always an occasion to think about it or to share it or just to, you know, pray it. It is, preach the gospel. If necessary, use words. And so today, we are asked to really look at ourselves. The clarity, the directness of what we communicate, is it what we want to communicate? One of my favorite stories, and I'll end with this, has to do with the Special Olympics. And if you want inspiration, you know, think about how wonderful the Special Olympics are. And I remember a story of just a few years ago. It was during the Special Olympics. And there were five finalists that were sprinting. They did their sprints. And, you know, they start out right after the explosion of sound from the pistol. They burst forth from their crouched position. They run as hard as they can. Maybe you remember this. One of the runners stumble, right? And what happens? Another runner actually goes over to him, helps him up, and they finish the race together. No shadow of a doubt as to who truly won that race. It is said that someone once asked an expert, "How do you know a counterfeit coin from a real coin?" And he answered, "You stare at a real coin until you really know it. When you stare at the real coin long enough, you can tell the counterfeit." When we stare at Jesus way long enough, we can see what is counterfeit in us. And when people stare at our lives long enough, we need to think about what they see, right? Thanks be to God for God's word to us today. Amen. Let us pray. Ever-living God, we thank you that you have put light inside of us that you ask can be shown forth to others. Let us not put any obstacle in anyone's way, but may they truly see the love, the caring, the compassion that you ask us to show forth in such direct ways. Guide and direct us, we pray, as we seek to be faithful, knowing that we are not perfect people, but we strive and we are deliberate and intentional, and help us do the work you call us to do. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen.